T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line now from TheAthletic.com. There's nobody who knows more basketball than this guy, Al. Mm-hmm. Derek Bodner. He'll know what the answers are. Hi, Derek.
Good morning. Hello.
Derek, we're dying to know what you think of the trade. Tobias Harris, big package. What'd you think?
Yeah, well, I think if you look at history, they overpaid. I think it's fair to say that they paid more than most teams give up for a player who will be a free agent in a couple of months. And Tobias Harris is a good player. He's a young player, and that factors into it. But there aren't many situations where you give up 2 first-round draft picks, get none in return, and your main piece is a guy who can walk. They paid a premium price for Tobias Harris, and I think there's a lot of risk. And, you know, you brought up the 2 trades combined, and if you end up just with Harris, well, you could end up with none. And if that happens, then you're left with not a whole lot of, you know, draft picks to trade in future years. If you need to add something to this roster, you don't really have, if they stay, you don't have any salary cap flexibility. So you're sort of boxed in now. What your core is what your core is going to be for the foreseeable future. And you just don't have much left to pivot if you need to pivot. So it's the kind of trade where if it works out, and I think Tobias Harris is a really great fit with Simmons, with Embiid, and with Butler as well. But if you ever need to pivot, it's going to be very hard to do so. And that's really what the risk is. Not any of these individual pieces or draft picks they gave up.
Derek, did you like Sam Hinkie?
I thought what he did was smart, yeah.
Okay, because he taught me a word, optionality. And what you just told me is they don't have any now. Would he have done this deal?
You know, I think eventually those chips were going to be turned into players. Like at one point, they did something similar where they stockpiled assets and draft picks and flexibility and use that to get to James Harden. I think they were eventually going to use that to pivot to players who fit their core. I think what we never saw with Hinkie was he never had a core. Like Joel Embiid was still injured. Ben Simmons was drafted a month after he left. He never had that foundation to really build upon. You know, I think this is something where there would have been a little bit of hesitancy just because there is no optionality left. But I could have seen him having interest in Tobias Harris. I think my big thing is, did they overpay? Could they have gotten him cheaper? And could they have been left with a little more left to do? So would they have done this specific deal? I'm not sure. I question whether they would have, but I think they would have had an interest in this player. Is the way I'm afraid.
Derek, 6 hours before the trade deadline, where did the Sixers rank in talent right now in the Eastern Conference?
That's a great question. There's a lot of competition up there. I think Milwaukee has played far and away the best basketball of anyone of this group during the course of the season. So I would still give them the edge just based off of what they've done. Toronto, I think, is the toughest matchup because Kawhi Leonard is such a great defender and is somebody the Sixers just can't match up with. I would say the Sixers are right there with those two teams. But if we're talking odds, like I don't think they're far and away above, especially until they resolve these depth issues, and especially until they prove that they can play and mesh together on the court. You know, you referenced the 538. You know, 1-in-5 shot. I'd maybe give them a 1-in-3 shot of making the NBA Finals.
Okay.
But I don't think they're at a point where it's a slam dunk yet.
All right, a 1-out-of-3 shot, which is not terrible. That's a lot better than a 1-out-of-5, Derek. But here's the thing. If that's all I get and then one of the two, Butler or Harris, leave, I didn't do right by my team because I'm back to where I'm not really that great a team again, right?
What they do have left. So if they have one more shot in free agency, if one of these two players leaves, especially if Jimmy Butler leaves, because Tobias Harris does not make as much this year, that means his cap hold for free agency is not as much. So if Jimmy Butler leaves, they could renounce J.J. Redick and go out and still sign a maximum level free agent to add to Embiid, Simmons, and Harris. So they have a little bit of flexibility if one of these players leaves in terms of they can use this next remaining months, really until July, to add another piece. But, yeah, there is a very significant risk. I mean, that's why you don't give up these kind of assets for a player who can walk in a couple
months. Derek, Harris is obviously having an amazing year, and he does fit really nicely into what the Sixers need. But he's been with 5 teams already. and he's 26. Yeah. What's going on? Why do teams keep – why are they willing to get rid of Tobias Harris?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I think a big part of it is he is such a late bloomer. You know, when he was traded by Milwaukee, he didn't look nearly like this kind of player. Nobody expected him to develop into what he developed into. Orlando, I think, just made a flat-out mistake, and that's an organization that has been making mistakes for a long time now. So getting traded by them, I don't think, is necessarily an indictment. I think he's just improved so much so quickly that it took the NBA a little while to figure out what he is and what he looks like now. You know, he came in his first couple of years in the league, he was shooting like 31% from three-point range. Well, the last 3 years in the league, he's shooting like 42% from three-point range. And that kind of development into that kind of a shooter and improving his all-around game at the same time, he's just very – he's changed the narrative about what he is as a basketball player, and I think it took a little while for teams to catch up. I mean, you look around the league, he would have been a maximum contract type of player this summer. The league regards him as that now. It just took a while for that evaluation to get there.
All right, now the next question, I don't think I've ever asked you about this. I'm always asking you about players, Derek. Now the onus falls on Brett Brown to take all these talents and put them into a cohesive package. Is Brown a really good strategic coach? Give me your thoughts on Brett Brown and whether he's going to be able to do this.
I mean, it's a great question. It is something we haven't really seen him have to try to do. I think the first instance we have of, you know, taking a piece that doesn't necessarily fit his scheme and putting him in there was Jimmy Butler. And I think they're still trying to figure that out a little bit as well. Acquiring players of this caliber in midseason is typically not all that successful if you're talking about making a run of the NBA Finals.
Wow.
And a big part of that is they just don't practice at this time of year all that much. If they had 10 practices from the time that Jimmy Butler was acquired to now, I'd be surprised. It is very tough. You typically need an offseason. You typically need a training camp to really iron out the kinks when you start acquiring these high-level, high-usage people that you really – tailor your offense around. It will be the strongest test that we've had in Brett Brown. You know, I think what he's done has, you know, I think by and large, your offense outperforms their talent. I think it's going to be difficult to see whether or not they can do that in the next couple. It is a real test, and it is something that we haven't really seen him have to try to do.
All right, I got to test your gut here, Derek. Right now, Tobias Harris, is he still a Sixer next season?
I think there's a much higher chance that he will be a Sixer than Jimmy Butler next season.
That was my next one.
I think there's a chance they both come back. I'm not saying that Jimmy Butler will not be back. I think there's a very good chance Tobias Harris returns.
But less of a chance that Butler would come back.
Yeah, I think Butler is a little more unpredictable in his wishes, a little more unpredictable in quite frankly, whether or not they're going to want to bring him back. There is certainly less of a chance for Butler.
No, I agree. I would not sign, me personally, I wouldn't sign Butler to a five-year max contract.
You would not
No. I would go like 3 years, but not five. It's a question of how Jimmy Butler feels about that.
Derek, would you go five for Butler?
I would be very uncomfortable going five. I would probably not go five for Butler. I think back before they traded for him, I think the way I phrased it was there was the panic about Butler might leave in free agency and then terror of whether he stays. And that contract is very, very – there's a lot of concern with that contract from how his body will age, how he will fit, how his personality will fit. It's a very concerning contract. And I think with the number of teams that have a max contract slot in free agency, I think there's a decent chance you're going to have to end up giving it up.
All right, Derek, last question, and it's the most important one we'll have in this conversation. At 3 p.m. today. Will Markelle Fultz be a Sixer?
I would guess yes, because I don't think there's going to be a lot of interest.
You ruined the day of my colleague, John Johnson. I want you to know that, Derek. He is very upset with that.
Are you concerned, Derek, about his huge cap hit, that it's going to be a hindrance come this offseason? Not huge, but considering what his cap hit is.
Yeah, especially if we talk about that scenario where Jimmy Butler walks and they have to try to replace him. That is a very big concern. I think there is reason to move on from the contract. I think there's reason. Let's look at it this way. He might end up not playing a game before you have to make that moves in free agency. He might not play a game before you have to decide on his fourth-year player option. And with the salary structure the Sixers will have if they bring all these guys back, it's going to be tough to do that.
Derek Bardner, TheAthletic.com. Derek, you're a storehouse of information. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good stuff from Derek.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.